KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 59 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 86. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Police in Council Bluffs say they're investigating an armed robbery of a convenience store. The incident happened around 1:20 this morning at the Quick Shop located at 3632 Avenue G. The man pointed a handgun at the clerk and demanded money out of the register. He also demanded cigarettes from the clerk. The suspect then fled the store on foot to the north with the cigarettes and an undetermined amount of cash. He was last seen entering a light-colored sedan that was parked about a block away. The vehicle proceeded to head west to the interstate. There were no injuries associated with the incident. The suspect was described as being a younger black male in his 20s, about 6 feet tall, weighing around 180 pounds. He was wearing a black shirt with writing on it, blue jeans, and a black bandana over his face. Police in Red Oak Monday arrested a 14-year-old male for possession of drug paraphernalia. The unnamed teen was taken into custody in the 600 block of West Coolbaugh Street and transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was cited and then released to the custody of a parent. In an update to our weekend report, the Iowa State Patrol said yesterday two people had been injured during an accident early Saturday morning in Shelby County. That accident happened on Highway 59 south of Erling at around 1:40 a.m. when a 2004 Cadillac driven by 34-year-old Manuel Jimenez Perez of Des Moines crossed the center line as the vehicle was traveling southbound. 21-year-old Bradley Flogstad of Holstein, who was driving a 2009 Chevy Cobalt northbound, tried to avoid colliding with the Cadillac, but his car was struck on the driver's side door, after which the Cadillac continued into the east ditch where it rolled onto its top. Flogstad's vehicle came to rest on its wheels in the east ditch. Officials say Perez was trapped inside the car and had to be extricated by mechanical means. He was transported to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan and then flown by helicopter to UNMC in Omaha. A report on his condition was not released. Flogstad was transported to Murtu Medical for treatment of minor injuries. The Clarinda High School was damaged over the weekend by a person or persons unknown. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brother said school officials discovered the damage at the Clarinda High School at around 8:30 a.m. on Sunday. The incident happened sometime late Saturday night or early Sunday morning. Brother said it wasn't immediately clear how the person or persons responsible entered the building. He said that's still under investigation. Once inside, the person or persons spray-painted words on school property. He wouldn't say what words were spelled out, though. Brother said the vandals also got a hold of several fire extinguishers and let loose with their contents.
They discharged those, creating a tremendous amount of damage to electronic computer equipment within the building itself.
It's believed the damages will exceed $10,000. Brother said because of the extent of the property damage, the incident is a felony offense.
Vandalism is one of those crimes that I really have a hard time, understanding. It's just, there's nothing to be gained at all from, just absolute, malicious destruction of property. I don't understand that. There's absolutely zero benefit to be gained from doing something like that.
And there are currently no suspects.
Anyone who may have information about the individual or individuals who may have committed this vandalism at the Clarinda High School on the late evening hours of July 29th or the early morning hours of July 30th is encouraged to contact Clarinda Police at 712-542-2194. And tipsters can remain anonymous, and any tips that would lead to the arrest and formal filing of charges for the individuals responsible for the vandalism of the Clarinda High School be eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000.
Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports the arrest on July the 26th of 45-year-old Verlin Dwayne Richardson and 44-year-old Raylan Irene Schnell, both of Audubon. They were charged with trespassing, criminal mischief in the fifth degree, and theft in the fifth. And Richardson and Schnell were transported to the Audubon County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports that he arrested around 12:30 a.m. Friday of 31-year-old Sean Leroy Schmidt. The Kimbleton man was taken into custody for OWI second offense following a traffic stop on Littlefield Drive near Heron Avenue. In addition to the OWI charge, Schmidt was cited for no insurance and failure to yield half the roadway. He later posted bond. A preliminary hearing in his case is set for August 7th. And the Cass County Fair concludes today in Atlantic with a big livestock sale coming up at 8 o'clock, and then the release of the static exhibits from 8 until 10 a.m. Tomorrow night at 6, there'll be the cleanup activities and planning for next year's free Cass County Fair. In our funeral announcements, Larry J. Wheeler, age 72 of Exira, died Friday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Larry Wheeler will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Alan D. Jacobson, age 88 of Audubon, died Friday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Alan Jacobson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Anna Mary Nelson, age 85, or 95 that is, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Anna Nelson will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Joseph H. Tigges, Jr., age 89, of Dedham, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A massive Christian burial for Joseph Tigges, Jr. will be this Friday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Dedham. Sharp Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Harry Rasmussen Sand, age 94, of Menlo, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A visitation for Harry Sand will be held on Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon, followed by a 1 p.m. graveside service with full military honors in the Union Cemetery at Guthrie Center. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel is in charge of the arrangements. And Chester H. Town, age 77, of Cumberland, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. A visitation for Chester Town will be held from 10 a.m. until noon Saturday at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you on KJAN by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.